I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that's running down my drain. Like I see through the water that's running down my drain. You that passing all triggers for the others to fire. And you sit back and watch while the death count gets higher.
Yeah. brave new world. For the brand new world. It's last request for protest time. Some long-haired kid on a subway line with a beaten guitar.
right. Hello. Howdy, y'all. I hope anyone who was expecting to hear me earlier on Thought Crime Live is still here. Up from the bottom of my heart, listeners, I apologize for the technical difficulties. I had Ammon Bundy scheduled for an interview today, and still he's scheduled. Ammon, if you hear me, and you can call into the RBN line.
51224. Let me make sure I get that correct.
Can you hear me better now? Yeah. Well, yeah. Would you give the number, Sam, since it faded out as I moved my phone away to read it? The call-in number for RBN, sir, what is that number? Yes, sir. 512-248-8252. That's the call-in number. Mr. Bundy, if you can hear me, we could not connect with you on Skype. We tried, and I don't know if it's gremlins or what, but, you know, I would still, if you can get in, then we will pick up where we can. And in the meantime, hello, howdy, Thought Crime listeners, Thought Crime Live, all you thought criminals out there, the domestic truth terrorists that tend to thrive in Mr. Stadmiller's neighborhood. I'm glad to be with you again today, and I very much apologize for not having Ammon Bundy on as we planned. Just technical difficulties, and we haven't diagnosed what they were or are yet, although I understand that I'm coming through now okay, and I hope you enjoyed the music while we were listening, and we'll cover a lot of topics today. I'll go through some of the things that Richard Carey had, pardon me, addressed during the week on Beyond the Official Narrative, for one thing, and, you know, callers are welcome. We can discuss what you think is the most pertinent and pressing, I don't want to say just news story, but event that's headed toward us, or trend, or what we're going to have to deal with, what problem in universe is like the hardest or the most important to address, I guess is the way I'll put it. That's the kind of opinions I'd like, where you think what's the biggest deal right now and what we should focus on. Because myself, I believe that improving my own health and cognitive function and focus has been the most important thing I could do. And that, for me, and I'm not trying to, this is not me giving advice. I actually give one of those disclaimers, you know, where you can't just trust my opinion. It's just my opinion. Consult your provider, who will poison you. And anyway, that's another, whole issue with the medical industrial complex. But still, that's the legalese that many people have to adhere to. And people on the networks that I listen to, some of my favorite hosts. So, I'll bring up another host and a couple of other hosts in a good way too. That my health has improved due to my, I guess I'm going to say, accepting the responsibility for maintaining my health instead of, you know, whining and going to the provider and the magic pill provider that's going to make me better, when he's just alleviating my symptoms and making me more chronically damaged. And that took me many, many years to realize that and separate myself from that system, but I did. And as much as possible so far. I mean, I should rephrase that again, because I made a statement yesterday, why don't the Amish get sick? But yes, they, of course they get sick. Everyone gets sick. I had intended to express that as that the Amish don't get as sick or sick from the maladies that they would theoretically, supposedly be immune to if they had received those vaccinations, as they enforce on everyone else. And the Amish maintaining a religious exemption is that's good news in a way, but in another way, it's terrifying that you have to go through all of this rigmarole to just live your life according to the dictates of your own conscience and your own intellect and your autonomy of action and even identity has been whittled away and scattered to the winds since the technology and the socioeconomic interactions of people during history were on a level that the Amish are trying to maintain. And I know it's kind of long-winded, but that's the way I see it with the Amish. And I'm not trying to say that, no, they don't get sick or they don't have to deal with some of the things that we as a civilization had surpassed by adhering to public health practices and applying the science with the small s, not the science with the big dollar sign at the front, but applying just the small science and common sense to our living situations and our nutrition. Well, we got better, you know. Many diseases that were rampant due to malnutrition in particular, lack of iodine deficiency and thiamine, that I believe that was the one that led to rickets, but I conflate some of them in my mind now. My memory is just not as good as it used to be. But listeners of my show and the one before Mr. Show, the alternative media, I think that audience probably, and this is just my feeling, that's what they would be aware, that you guys are more aware of these facts and maybe have experienced them anecdotally yourself, that you've, you know, separated yourself from toxic food, from GMOs, from high fructose corn syrup, from caffeine, from different things, especially artificial sweeteners. Oh, that's one of the worst. The stuff that turns to methanol. It's in a blue packet. Its exact brand name escapes me. But that's something anyone can do. They just have to choose to do that, to separate themselves that much from this system that we're in, this soft kill, tyrannical system. And it goes and gets worse from there when we talk about the economic collapse. That's a vague term. I agree. But it has to do more with the currency collapse, I think, with the power of the U.S. dollar and hyperinflation. That's the trigger that would pull the gun, but what the gun is loaded with the ammunition that the Fed put in there by pumping and pumping it up and building a bigger charge. And then when it finally goes, it will have to be so much worse. And of course, it just could fizzle out too. I mean, that's also another possibility. That would be like a rainbow colored polka dot swan event, I guess, instead of just a black one. But, you know, that could be too. When you step back at a macrocosmic level, way up, and start to try to look at everything all at once, that gets very overwhelming. But it also, in a way, can become simpler too, even though you're missing out on the details and the smaller, localized interactions in world game. World game was something that Buckminster Fuller envisioned as a global processing center for information and run with computer AI in many ways, but he didn't envision the AI becoming sentient that I ever encountered. He assumed that it would be people that would take the data and then discuss and come to a consensus on the data. And I know it's pie in the sky kind of a concept, but if every nation were able to be sovereign along racial and national lines and geographical lines and trade with one another with just that kind of system, I believe that had the would have the possibility of working. And, you know, just, but, you know, that's just my old man's dream. And I don't know. In fact, I do know that there are very many listeners out there who have brilliant insight into what I'm saying and the things that I'm suggesting. And that's one of the reasons that I started to do this thing, this what Michael Rivero called the truth is, to get into this, because I know there are so many more brilliant minds than myself that I can learn from. And if I'm able to learn from them, well, my listeners will be learning from both of us at that point. And it just, it seems very worthwhile to me, despite what some of our critics say, that we're not peer reviewed and we're putting out quote unquote misinformation. Well, you know, we're putting out information that we have gleaned from the zeitgeist, and we're picking out what we think needs to be heard, discussed, and hey, peer reviewed in your own mind. You are responsible for the peer review. That's what it boils down to. You are responsible for learning things. It's not capable. It's not feasible or practical for these things to be taught to someone to such a degree if they don't want to learn them to start with. And I know that the people out there who would like to learn more, and I hope to in the near future be able to produce more content than I have been able to along those lines with several of the recurring guests I have too, Mr. Mike Sledge and Mr. Mike Gaddy in particular, and some other ones too, that I may be able to produce more content that would be separate in a way from RBN. It could be potentially could be on RBN as well, but just stuff that would be my own creation and would not have any censorship there. Although I do not think that RBN censors anything except for trying to use respectful, kind and respectful language one to another. You know, I sense that RBN's essence is like, you know, we treat each other with kindness and respect, even if we disagree, as long as possible. And that's what the way I have tried to conduct myself. I know listeners, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know things I've been through the last 2 years, and I get very emotional, especially when I was going through a loss, as anyone would. And I just kind of wore my heart on my sleeve sometimes. It just wasn't possible for me to hide it unless I just completely hid, you know, from RBN, and I didn't want to do that. I felt that whether whatever a prayer is, you know, I could feel the thoughts, at least, and the good intentions of the audience here. And I know that we are what Mr. Mike Gaddy refers to as the remnant here. There's others, too. I know there are others. There are always going to be those. The feds infiltrate everything. Yes, it's why we can't have good things, nice things, but, you know, That notwithstanding, I can feel the spirit of the remnant listening to my words, and it doesn't make empirical sense, I know, but there it is. And I really do apologize again for not having a connection secure with Mr. Ammon Bundy, but Ammon Bundy is currently running for the governor of Idaho. And some of the questions I wanted to ask him, maybe I should ask him just, and maybe he would get back to me. I don't know, maybe a couple of them. I would very much prefer not to do that when someone's not present. But just in general, the one thing that I had wanted to ask him overall before we had ended our interview would be, does he think that there is a way for us to vote our way out of this thing we're in, whatever we want to define it as, however finally we want to sift and dissect it and put it back together to realize exactly what it is. We are all facing an existential war. That's the way I see it. And I wanted to ask him, did he agree with that? And does he think there's any way we can vote our way out of this and go from there on one tack? And a couple of other things I wanted to ask would have been details that are still a bit out of the public record. That, ladies and gentlemen, I hear the first Frank's music coming in, and I hope you will stay tuned with me, and we'll see.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I am a bold mirage. I will bring you treasure. I will wave a widowing flag, and I will be your lover.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Stephen Douglas Whitener, and you're listening to my weekly radio broadcast at 10 a.m. Central Time. It's called Thought Crime Live, and I've had a bit of technical difficulties this morning. My intention was to have Mr. Ammon Bundy as my guest, and Mr. Bundy, if you by any chance might still be listening and you'd like to call in, I will give that number one more time before I can go to our callers. It take me just one moment, sir, to bring this up. And it was a 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And okay, we have a couple of callers, and let me go to the first one. We have it's Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. How are you doing today, sir? I apologize for the technical difficulties.
Hey, I'm doing
Charlie.
Pretty good.
Thank you for hanging with us.
Yeah, you're welcome, Steve. I'm not very good. I was just I'm not Ammon Bundy here, but you know, I would be surprised. I think that they're afraid. I think we can vote our way out of this mess, but I'm not sure whether we're going to have if the elections are going to be legal, you know. But I think we can. And the reason I say that is because look the way they're coming down on Trump with all this stuff that happened recently there with all this.
Yes, sir.
You know, with this Mar-a-Lago, all this kind of crazy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And so they're really attacking him. So they're obviously seeing him as a threat, you know, to their plans in the future. So for voting, I think, you know, because they're probably looking, yeah, this guy's going to run and so forth and so on. And, you know,
well,
he's the threat.
He is running. Yes, sir. I mean, he is running. He bypassed the Republican primary so that he would not be on the ballot as a Republican. And he's running as an independent in the general election. Yes. And there are two, I think there's another candidate running as an independent. And, you know, I do not believe there are any political solutions to this. And that was one of the questions I wanted to ask him, how that might work. And a lot of other more pertinent, actually harder questions, which I don't, I mean, just journalistically, you know, sir, not in any way as a commentator or as a, I don't know how to put myself, my op-ed. This is not an op-ed. I don't know, I'll do an op-ed piece kind of thing. I just have journalistic questions that a lot of listeners won't answer. And that was my intention and goal. It was to bring light to some things that are still obfuscated. And it's at least, I can't say that they're completely hidden and being destroyed, the evidence and stuff, but things are definitely obfuscated to a great degree, and I wanted to try to cut through a little bit of that as well as to wish his family well and just get a, you know, a report of how things are in Idaho. I speak with Mr. Casey Whalen quite often, and I get a good sense of some of the things that are happening there as well. And I thought it vital for us to maintain, you know, those kinds of cross-country, cross-globe communications. That was my intention, sir. But and I always appreciate your calls too, and your correspondence, sir. You found me on Telegram, did you not, sir? That is you, Charlie, right?
Charlie in Florida. I'm not sure where I found you. I heard you way back on.
Right. I mean, but you have sent me a message,
oh,
right?
Yes, I sent you some things.
Right.
Telegram,
gotcha.
Yes,
there you
sir.
Go. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. There you
yeah.
go. Right. And
yeah.
I do have that. If listeners would like to send me a message or get in contact with me, that's probably the easiest way because I I check that one every day, just because I'm in the Teach Me True History class that Mr. Mike Gaddy teaches. He's a brilliant man and a learned man, and I try to attend every one of his lectures I can. And he will be one of my regular monthly co-hosts. And along with
If I could interrupt just for a second, yes. I wanted to bring up this unbelievable speech that Biden gave just the past a couple of days ago. I mean, I've got something here I want to read to you, and I posted this. I don't know if I sent it to you on the Telegram, but I posted it in the chat room. I'm going to quote here. It says, this is Biden, okay? It says, Donald Trump and his allies and supporters are a clear and present danger to American democracy, end quote. All right. Now, that's a term that I looked up, and it's a legal term. In a case that was brought to the United States, this term, this phrase, clear and present danger, which gives Congress and the president the power to move against people that are that they deem that are putting out hate speech. I guess this is about the quickest, most fastest way I can sum this up. But they can. What he's saying, basically, in legal terms, announcing to the people of the United States that Constitution Hall, which was where where Washington and the others signed the Declaration of Independence to declare our freedoms from, you know, England, which basically was the beginning of the Revolutionary War. This guy gets on there in front of the world. With all these Nazi colors in the background, waving his fists around like Adolf Hitler and telling us that he's going to crack down on the freedom of speech in this country, that we could even have people arrested in this country for speaking out against things that he calls, like, not believing that the election was fair, buying into the fact that everybody doesn't want their kids being trained and programmed into this LGBT crap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it goes on and on and on. This guy's declared war on us, on America, is what he did.
Well,
and he's telling us that he's going to prosecute at us, come at us.
Yeah,
legally.
Well, Charlie, let me respond until you tell me if I'm seeing it the same way as you. It does look like he has declared democide on his political opponents. It looks very much like post-1917 the U.S. Russia in many ways to me, just not that far along the level of violence yet, but they are telegraphing it. They are, I don't know, does the revelation of the method, does that bring it about too? I mean, they have those kind of weird beliefs too, that they're going to be able to bring this about even if it's not happening. Case in point with the food shortages, which are plenty of food right now, people, but, you know, eat, you know, and when that alarm sounds, there are certain anti-fragile feedback loops that get initiated to respond already. There are, it's a mechanism. I'm not going to say a living creature, but a entity of itself, and they fantasize about giving it sentience, but I don't see how that could be possible. But at the same time, these networks, these logistics, for instance, this year, for the first time in local high schools, there's a logistics course being taught, and it's bringing in AI and all this, and the future doesn't need you anymore and stuff, but they're introducing that, but the technology is there, is what I'm saying, to utilize for people to enhance their lives, to make them wealthier, healthier. Health is wealth, okay? And all this other stuff is just money-grubbing, greed, and frankly, evil, in my view.
Well, it is evil. It's absolutely evil. I mean, just look at that stage that he had up there with Marines standing in the background to back it up. It's like, okay, we're going to use our federal government to come against you people. I mean, I don't see any other way to look at that. I don't see any other way we can interpret that. I really, really don't.
Just, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Charlie, but it looked just like V for Vendetta, didn't it not?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about that. It did.
Have you seen that film, sir? Yeah,
this guy's a clown, man. He's a real clown.
Let me ask you.
Some more vaccinations are supposed to, another vaccination that they're going to approve and they're going to push on us here before too much longer.
Charlie, before we move on, I want to know, did you see that movie, V for Vendetta?
No, I did not, but I've heard about
it. I know Hollywood is a cesspool, but that one is worth watching, sir. You will see, I think if you watch it, you will see a lot of parallels, so to speak, in present-day society. It is prescient. It's very, very well done film, and it's worth, try to tell people, hey, have you seen that brand new thing? You fair Bacon Bad Man? Oh my God, I can't believe what they're doing now. It's like, oh, come on, people, look out, open your eyes and look around you. If you do that, at least get away from it some. But there are things on there that can be gleaned and learned from. And I think maybe we should do some podcasts about that too, because it's a very deep subject, and lots of people are more knowledgeable about it than me, who would help. But that I'm just thinking off the wall here, sir. But yeah, thanks very much for your call, Charlie. Is there anything else, Charlie, before you go?
No, I'll just check out that movie like you said, because I haven't seen it. And yeah, thank you for that tip. No, I just wanted to say that it's pretty obvious that they're coming after us. They're getting ready to come after us. I don't know when, but I see it for a full.
Watch out for a false flag.
With a mega hat, somebody with an M16, AR-15, and that's going to be the next. And then they're going to say, okay, that's it. We're taking the gloves off. We're coming after you. You know?
I completely agree, Charlie. Thank you for the call. I didn't realize we have Charlie in Florida. Now we have James in Vancouver, then Wayne in Mississippi, and Art in Georgia, folks. James, how are you, sir?
Yeah, good morning.
What's on your mind?
Following what Charlie says, you see, the elections coming up in the next 2 months are for all the marbles, because if the American people can get out and vote normally without any duress and intimidation, there's going to be a red wave. Everything is going to go Republican in the House and in the Senate. So Biden and his controllers are desperate.
I have to disagree. I don't think there will be one. I think that they will pull the steel. I mean, it's...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
They're going to pull a steel one way or the other, because if it's a normal election, if everything's normal, like uninhibited and there's no tricks, definitely the Republicans are going to take it.
I would agree, unless the contingent that is so awake to the death jab abandon Trump because he still pushes warp speed.
Yeah, but Trump is, he's not in this election. See, this is the midterms,
right?
It isn't like Trump is the, it's not about him getting back in, but he is, of course, stumping for a lot of these Republicans, and the people, the American people, now are suffering. Well, one lady called into a show yesterday, and the food is not on the shelves. This is, I think, she's in Indiana. Mm. So you got no food on the shelves. You got a high price for gasoline. people are turning people's air conditioners off. You've got people, you know, being stolen their land and what have you, and they're all of these problems, you see. So the people are ready to just say to hell with it. We're going to go with the Republicans, you see, shots or not. You see, this is how it works.
And do you believe they will steal once that happens, sir? Do you think that the steal will be on again as it was on when Trump was running last time for re-election?
Well, I believe there's going to be some kind of problem. Some, like Charlie mentioned, false flag, and you got Biden with the Marine Corps. And everybody mm-hmm. who knows, the Marine Corps are the hitmen for the government. I mean, him having the Marine Corps, then if you watch the interviews with Kay Griggs, who is married to a Marine Corps operator, it's the Marine Corps that does the wet work, right?
So well, him having the yes, Marine, sir. Mm-hmm. I think that the joint JSOC, Joint Special Operator, I forgot, but that's yeah. another. Yeah, they have joined their ranks doing the same thing. Yes, sir. I'm aware of that, sir. Please continue.
Well, you got the intimidation factor. And how long, George Soros, he can drop money on Antifa and Black Lives Matter and get fights going at the polls. You see, all kinds of things mm-hmm. can be done. And this is what concerns me.
So, yes, sir. I remember such events happening back in 2008, intimidation, especially around Philadelphia. And Acorn right. was involved, this group Acorn, which was a communist group, basically, as a socialist, fronted socialism, but it was the BLM at the hardcore.
I was listening to Steve Bannon yesterday, and his message to the American people is everybody's got to steal their resolve. Everyone's got to toughen up for these elections the next couple of months and be vigilant about what kind of tricks are going to be pulled on the American people and what kind of false flags and so on and so forth. So I just wanted to give you a call and
appreciate your calls, James. And as far as that goes, I don't put any faith or hope. Well, okay, I put less than 1% hope. I'll put it that way. I'm not going to completely just abandon that it could turn around at some point, you know, but none at all in voting our way out of this, that it is going to continue to corrupt and decay and fall apart until it becomes so obvious that what honorable men remain will have to form a phoenix. That is just the way it looks to me at this point. Right. But I do appreciate your point of view very, very much and learn a great deal from you, sir, and I appreciate your interaction, and I hope I also consider you a vital part of Mr. Stad Miller's neighborhood. I always want to know what you have to say, and I hope that we will be able to do more content ourselves in the near future too. That is in the works, sir.
Well, taking people's food away from them is a damn dirty trick. Okay, I'll just end it with that.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to know. I want everyone to hear that they're nothing but a bunch of dirty scoundrels for doing what they're doing. So I'll let you go.
Thanks very much for the call, James. Let me go on to the next caller. We have is Wayne in Mississippi. Howdy, Wayne. How are you?
Fine. Stephen, this will be a short, quick phone call so other people can get on. I love that bumper music that you were playing when you came out of the break at the bottom of the hour. Would you know what that who is that singing? What bumper music that is, by chance?
I'm not. I'm sure I do. I just am not hearing it in my head which one it was. Okay, sure. Please do.
That's it.
Yes. Okay. That's Bold Marauder by John Kay. That's his version of Bold Marauder. Hi-ho, hey, I am a bold marauder, and my father was one of Merrill's marauders, okay? That is the link it has to me in some regards, but it speaks to me in other ways, too. If you listen to that song through, you'll understand, sir.
I know you will. Is that K-A-Y?
Yes, sir, K-A-Y. Yes, it's solo work he did. He was the lead singer for Steppenwolf, the Born to Be Wild band, and Magic Carpet Ride. Yes, sir.
That's right. Okay, good deal. Well, listen, enjoy your show, so you have a great day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for the call. Mike, I had a half-sister that lived in Mississippi. I sure do hope to visit again someday. And next up, we have Art in Georgia. Hello, Art. How are you, sir?
Hey, Stephen. Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
If I was any better, Art, I would be illegal.
Whoa,
I'd do terrific, man.
This will be pretty short and sweet. You asked the question, can we vote our way out of this? I'm one of those that I do not believe that we can vote our way out of this as it sits right now because of these electronic voting machines. The only way that we have a chance of truly voting our way out of this mess is getting rid of this electronic voting and going back to paper ballots, which take a double count, and each count is done with observers on the side. That's the only way we're going to be able to do it. My fear is that what we're
going to do... Hey, Art, we're getting some kind of a high-pitched sound. Do you know what... You know what that might be, sir? I'm sorry to interrupt you. I definitely want the listeners to hear what you have to say. I think this is very important. But do you know what that noise might be, sir?
I have no idea. How's it sound?
Yeah, but I don't hear it right now. Please, okay. could you start over, sir? I apologize.
Yeah, you asked the question, can we vote our way out of this? I don't believe we can. As the way it sits right now because of the electronic voting machines. And we've already had people approve these things can be hacked. And we saw what happened in 2020. The only way I see we have a way of voting our way out is going back to paper ballots with a double count. And each count has observers on the side. And only then do I see voting our way out because that gives us a paper trail. And it needs to be done with carbon copy. So we have a backup just in case. That was something that was pointed out in the chat room. Now, what I fear is we're going to see voting by your home computer or by your phone. That's the next thing I see coming. And they're going to use the excuse of convenience.
Yes, sir. I didn't. Are you still there, sir? I didn't drop you, did I?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I couldn't agree more that that's the way they want it to head, and I'm vehemently opposed to it and voting in general at this point. If I was going to vote for someone, they would have to be local to me. They would have to be representing me, and I would have to know who they are. If they want to hold a whole federal office, I don't participate. I don't want to participate in that tyranny. I just haven't for a while, and I won't again. South Carolina, if South Carolina forms a nation, I would vote in their elections. If sovereignty returned to the original nation states that were here.
That's what it's going to take.
Yes,
sir. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take all of the states declaring their sovereignty as it was supposed to be. Not this.
Yes,
this,
sir.
Oh, this nightmare.
And I was. Yes, I'm sorry. Don't let me interrupt. Please forgive me for interrupting you again, but I had hoped to speak with Mr. Ammon Bundy about these things today. And I will continue to try. And maybe he may hear some of these questions and respond to them. And our technical difficulties eventually will get fixed, people. RBN, I love you. Thank you so much for sticking with me and listening to this. And thank you all, callers. And join me Wednesday and Friday on Beyond the Official Narrative with Richard Carey. And don't forget, a thought crime a day keeps tyranny away. Y'all be good to each other.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.